Yep. I'm from Ohio. And as one who lives in Ohio, I suppose I'm supposed to be offended that through executive order, President Obama officially changed the name of the tallest mountain in America from Mount McKinley to Denali. But I'm not offended. McKinley was the 25th president out of the United States. And as you may have already guessed, he too came from Ohio. So there are lots of folks in our state who are upset and insulted. Some are calling President Obama's action a snub of one of Ohio's favorite sons. It should be noted that President McKinley never went to Alaska, never saw the mountain that was named for him. And I would imagine that many Ohioans couldn't even find the mountain on a map. I heard one politician claiming that President Obama was rewriting history by changing the name of the mountain. I have to say, I find statements like that strikingly unaware. Long before the mountain under dispute was called Mount McKinley, it was called Denali by the people who lived around it. For generations, Denali was the mountain's historic name. Denali is its native name. Changing the name of the mountain to McKinley from Denali, that was rewriting history, not the other way around. I find it annoying when people selectively decide when they're going to begin to look at what is historical and what is not. It's like some folks talking about how immigrants shouldn't be allowed in our country, forgetting that, save the Native Americans, we are all immigrants to America. Before someone claims history is being rewritten, they better get their historical facts straight. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out our sister website, OurJewishCommunity.org, and be sure to click on OJC in Cincinnati. We have some exciting materials there for Rosh Hashanah. And as always, thanks for listening.